It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. A California lawmaker is proposing a bill that would eliminate the state's limit of recognizing only two parents per child. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, the bill's author says not every family today looks like Ozzie and Harriet's.
Democratic Senator Mark Leno of San Francisco says he wrote the bill to recognize non-traditional families, where there might be biological non-custodial fathers or surrogate mothers. The bill rises from the case of a child who had two legal mothers. When one was sent to prison and the other hospitalized, the biological father was not allowed to act as legal guardian. But opponents argue Leno's bill complicates issues of parental law and could spark litigation. Diane Wisnicki is the president of the Association of Certified Family Law Specialists.
It's going to cause confusion. It will probably create conflict. And it's only going to lead to problems.
Leno says the legislation would apply only in family court when required to protect the best interests of the child. The bill has passed the Senate and is now in the Assembly. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
Student athletes at California's largest universities would be guaranteed academic scholarships if they lose their athletic eligibility because of injury under a bill moving through the state capitol. Democratic State Senator Alex Padilla is calling it the Student Athlete Bill of Rights.
It seems to me that if a player is recruited to a school, not just to get a good education, but to play sports competitively, and if they get hurt in the process, they've got to make good on the promise of an opportunity to complete their degree.
The bill will provide the same backup for students who exhaust their NCAA eligibility but are still working toward a degree. The new rules would apply to major California universities like USC, UCLA, Stanford, and Cal, whose athletic programs average more than $10 million a year in media revenue. That's the KRCB California Update from KRCB Public Radio. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. I'm Mark Prell.